call the applicant forward. Kelly Glowaski? Glowaski, thank you. Come on up. Hello. You state your name and address for the record. It's being digitally recorded.
Kelly Glowaski, 4438 Rebeck Road.
Okay. Go ahead.
I, Kelly Glowaski, purchased 770 Brazier Street in January of 2012.
Move the microphone slightly closer, just to...
With the intention to demolish the existing structure and build a brand new two-family dwelling. Prior to purchasing the property...
It works best if you sort of talk straight on.
Okay. What's that?
See, can you...
I can't hear you in the back.
I can't hear you in the back there.
Okay. Is that better for everybody?
Can you hear now? Okay.
Prior to purchasing the property, I made several calls to Zoning Development Officer Lynn Payette and Area Planner Michael Pill to discuss my intentions with the property. I had positive feedback from both individuals. As the property sits right now, it is a single lot with one title measuring 47.5 feet by 134 feet. There is a 570-foot square foot house and a single garage. The home was built in 1946 and is beyond reasonable repair. I feel the home is an eyesore in the neighborhood and the community would benefit from this type of redevelopment. I feel that being a corner lot, this property is ideal for this type of infill development because it will impact the community to a minimum. My intentions are to seek approval to rezone the property from R1 to the appropriate designation. My next step would be to obtain all the necessary permits and approvals to demolish the existing home and garage and replace it with a two-family dwelling. Each unit of the dwelling will be approximately 1,086 square feet on a landscape lot. This new home would comply with all City of Winnipeg bylaws and building codes. The home will be built in such a manner that it will not look out of place in the neighborhood, such as a neutral design and neutral colors. I feel this home will rejuvenate the property as it sits and fill a need for affordable new housing in the area. I also feel that this proposed development will have a positive impact on neighborhood properties by complementing the area and increasing property values for everyone affected. I have personally spoken to the affected neighbors in the area. I have explained my proposal and the reason for the rezoning application. I have the support of many. I spoke with area planner Michael Pill prior to making this application and was informed that this application is compatible with the plan for the area, and the City of Winnipeg is in favor of infill housing in this area of the city. I also feel this application is compatible with the area, as there are two family dwellings in the area already, such as 243 245 Kimberley Avenue, 247 1 247 2 Kimberley Avenue, 249 251 Kimberley Avenue, 370 374 378 Helmsdale Avenue, and as well 294, 296 Hazeldale, all within approximately one block from the subject property. In closing, I would like to say that it will be paramount to myself that we create as little as possible inconvenience to the area residents as we possibly can. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. Any questions for the applicant? Hold on a second. Any questions from the committee? No? Okay, thanks. You'll have an opportunity to respond to any comments that are made following the other delegations. Okay. Anybody whose name that's not been called wishes to speak in support of the application? In support of the application? Registered in opposition, we have Stephen Bowen and Laurel Bowen. Do you wish to speak? Are you in the room? Stephen Bowen and Laurel Bowen? This is your only opportunity to speak. Okay. You'll be registered in opposition. You must have stepped away. Yanina Kozłowski, yes? Do you wish to speak in opposition, ma'am? Or do you just want to be registered? Do you wish to come forward and speak? Do you want to come forward and speak on the microphone, or? Could state your name and address for the record?
Pardon?
If you could state your name and address for the record?
Janina Kozlovsky, 766 Brazier.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, would you wish to speak in opposition to this?
Please louder, I can hear you.
Okay, you want to make comments in opposition?
Well, I don't know. Seems to me there will be a problem later because for rent, you know. Mm-hmm. Duplex, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, those are your comments. Any questions from the committee?
I didn't quite catch that. There will be problems later because of rent?
Yeah, there will be rent, you know.
Rental.
I pay such a high tax, seniors around the house, but if we duplex, you know, who knows who's going to buy and rent or whatever.
But you're not concerned with the building?
Right.
Okay. Any more questions?
No.
Thank you so much, Janine.
Thank you.
Teresa Zaleski? You wish to come forward and speak as well, or you don't have to speak. You can just register in opposition. Okay, just come forward. You need to speak on the microphone because it's being recorded.
I live over there over 20 years, about 24 years, and I bought the house only because there have been only one family houses. When my husband was alive, we used to rent houses, and I know who, not necessarily everybody is like that, but lots of tenants is very not responsible what they're doing and things like that. So that's why I think if the house will be rented, who will look after? If the owner is really, really good, he will go every week or so and check. But if not, you know, our neighbors around will suffer. There are, like I know, there are noises at night. There are dirty yard. Not most, but lots of people who rent the houses are not responsible tenants. That's how I know from experience, because me and my husband, we used to rent houses. We didn't live in those houses, but we rent, and we know how much damage, how much noise. We know what the neighbors around been saying, complaining constantly, and that's why. Here is only residential area, only one family homes around. That will be the only one sticking out with two families or so. Okay. So that's why I would appreciate really, really if there will be another house, one family house. And we'll be welcome, and the neighbors are very nice, and there will be no problem, but if there, that's how I understand.
Okay.
From my own experience.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Any questions for Teresa? Or do you have more to say?
No. That's basically everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wayne Barbeau and Alana Antonichuk. Good evening.
Evening, counselors. Wayne Barbeau, 274 Helmsdale. Let me start by saying that I certainly agree with the builder's plans on raising that house at the dump.
Sure.
Okay. I, like the last speaker, am very concerned about rentals in that area, and especially on that corner. What he fails to mention, though, is that even though the address will be on Brazier, the residences or whatever this is going to be is going to face Helmsdale. I'm concerned about parking. You're going to put a multi-family dwelling or a two-family dwelling on a single lot. Now, I don't know whether that's going to be a side-by-side. Is it going to be accessible by both families through one door? none of this has been explained to us, and that's why I'm opposing this, because there's no explanation as to what this place is going to look like.
Okay.
We don't know how tall it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be one story, two story. Again, I go back to the parking and the parking in the area. To me, it looks as if you might have to go around the street. That's what it looks like to me, anyway. The builder again refers to all of the multifamily dwellings or two-family dwellings on Kimberley. Well, Kimberley is a main thoroughfare; we all know that. It's not part of Helmsdale; never has been. So the comparisons are not the same as our quiet residential street compared to a busy thoroughfare like Kimberley. And that's why I'm in opposition of it.
Okay. Any questions? Councilor White, Thomas, Steen?
Given the developer a chance to address those concerns.
Fair enough. Great. Thank you. Giselle Payanaka Agani? You wish to come forward and speak? Okay. Registered in opposition. Thank you. D. Joan McNichol. Do you wish to come and speak in opposition or just register? Okay, come forward. Good evening.
I've lived on Helmsdale. I'll date myself. I've lived on Helmsdale in our house for 62 years. It's a beautiful street.
Can you speak up a little more? Move the microphone down a little bit. They can't hear you in the back.
I'm sorry. All the neighbors are just great. And I'm very much, as what the gentleman before me said, I don't like the idea of it being changed from the zoning that it is. We don't want that in our neighborhood. And I'll tell you, I'm six doors off the highway, and there's a house two doors from me that I imagine was built in the 30s or 40s. It's fairly well kept, you know, but it is doesn't have a basement. And we've always thought for a long time now that somebody might buy it and want to demolish it. And if you open the door at the end to a two-story development, they'll have a great argument to make that a two-story similar house to our double family. And I'm very, very much against it, as is my husband and my neighbor, who didn't know about it until he saw me when I was leaving tonight. But it's a lovely neighborhood, and we do not need what he's planning on building. It's to put another new house on it. It is terrible that what's sitting there now, and we'll gladly see it demolished. But we do not want a two-story or even a single double built there, and I don't think it should be rezoned.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Joe? No. Okay. Thank you very much. Japheth Hippolito and Rachel McPherson. Do you wish to come forward and speak? You can state your name and address for the record, please.
Rachel McPherson, 782 Brazier.
Okay.
I think the opinion expressed here are the same as mine. I'm opposed to it.
They're playing in the back.
I'm opposed to it just because I have the same fears as everyone else with renters and the maintenance and the parking. And I do know that I live three houses down from that house, and there's another house that is beside mine. And I'm also afraid that that house will be rezoned as well. So okay. I just fear. Okay.
Any questions? Okay.
No.
Great. Thank you very much. Lucy Brisebois? Hello.
Hi. Lucy Brisebois, 285 Helmsdale. I live on the T Lane, if you know what that is. The house he wants to tear down is on the corner here, and I'm right on the other side of that lane.
Okay.
Okay. what he told me he was going to build there would be a side-by-side, two-story duplex. There's not facing Brazier. I can't wait till that house comes down that's there. But a big house like that in our area, if you drive all the way down Brazier, there aren't any. That would be the first. On the 200 block, there are none. It's all single family. The side-by-sides we do have on Helmsdale are all in the 300 block at the other end. And my concern, being where I am, if he's going to build a side-by-side two-story, upstairs windows will be looking down into my front yard and quite possibly backyard along with the neighbors. He'd be the tallest one in the whole area. And parking, there is none on our street most of the time because of the churches up on Henderson. If there's something going on at the church, there's two churches, there's no parking on our street for us. I don't know. I don't want to see the side-by-sides. If somebody's going to buy it, live in it, fine. But no, not fine, because that can change. I don't want renters starting there. We have enough problems. We've had enough problems where we are with vandalism, theft, B&Es, stealing cars, breaking into our cars, like I don't know how many times now. I don't want this at all. I want to keep it single family for me and the rest of my neighbors. It's nice and quiet. I've had it. He's told me what he planned to build there, and I've had a chance to think about it, and that's not what I want living where I am. And I'm sure my neighbors don't want, once you start with one, and there's another house, two houses down from there that's going to come down any time now, and that'll open it up for that one too. And it's going to be his big house and a bunch of little houses. Then it's going to be his house, a neighbor's house, and another big house, and it's going to go like this. There's not one house like that all the way down Brazier and not on our block. So if you can please leave it the way it is, thank you very much.
Okay, any questions for the delegation? You're not? Thank you very much. That's everybody that's registered for opposition. Is there anybody whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak in opposition? Oh.
Sorry, I had my name registered for the incorrect.
Okay, you're Cindy?
Yeah.
And you're not for information, you're for an opposition. Okay, come on down.
Come on down. Price is right. Drew Carey.
Oh, you did. Oh, I saw. Okay, if you state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Cindy Carrier. I live at 277 Helmsdale Avenue.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to add my voice to those in opposition for a couple of reasons. And the first is the fact that this is a single-family residential neighborhood. There is not one house on my block that has been lived in by two families. They're all single-family dwellings. I don't want to see the character of my neighborhood changed. I don't think that there's any net benefit to the city by building a dual structure there. But there's a net loss for us as a neighborhood, and that's a concern for me. Let me just characterize this lot for you. The house is rickety, old, and ought to be torn down. I'm very happy that somebody is going to come along and develop a new home on that lot. It's time, and I'm glad to see that somebody has made the decision to develop it. I'm not, however, happy to see the idea of having two families live on a small lot that is currently a beautiful old lot, well-treed. There's a copse of all oak trees in there, and it's a beautiful old lot. I'm very happy that somebody wants to take that beautiful old lot and develop it, but put a single-family dwelling on it. Don't change the character of my neighborhood. I'm very happy with it the way it is.
Okay. The application before us for today is for a two-family property, not for
yes.
one.
Okay. I realize that.
Any questions for the...
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. For information, Phyllis Wicks. Do you wish to come forward and speak, or...? Just gathering for information. Okay, very good. Anybody whose name that's not been called and wishes to speak for information, or wishes to come forward, or wants to register for information, hear none. All right, we'll call back the applicant, Mr. Glowaski.
Tried to write down as many as I. Could if I'm missing something, can let me know.
Complaining about sound again.
Speak in the microphone.
Sorry, I think it was Mr. Barbu. I hope I have the name correct. I'll start with him. I know that he was concerned with the property facing Helmsdale, which is not the case. It is going to face Brazier Street. There is going to be parking via the back lane behind the property. I have some elevation drawings and a site plan, if I could...
if you give this to the clerk.
Yeah.
Oh. Unfortunately, your opportunity to present, you can provide... This is sort of in response to the question that was raised by... question was raised. He has information to respond to a question that was asked. Is that considered new information, or is that providing an answer to a question that was raised?
Is it your ruling? It's you're saying it's new information, Carlos?
This is advice.
Generally, we don't accept new submissions after the.
The delegations. Yeah. So, what were you going to submit? Your drawing.
I just have some elevation drawings to show him what the building will look like from the
scale.
Site plan. Exactly. That's correct. I mean,
I guess verbally explain it then,
If I, just a suggestion is, it's clear that you haven't had a chance to show that to many people in the room just based on the comments that we heard, that folks did not see what the elevations were, what the building would look like, which way it would face, all these sorts of things. And maybe you require that time to do that. It's not my ward, it's Councillor Thomas's ward, but maybe... another
Steve,
meeting,
Steve.
Or sorry, Councillor T. Councillor Thomas Steens. I've been resisting that for a year and a half now. It's not a hockey game. So, anyway, Councillor Steen, you're right. Technically, Carlos, if we're going to do, it would have to be something to have a look at, and then delegations come back again next meeting and look at it again. And so we can introduce new information outside of the fact. If everybody hasn't had a chance to see it, to be able to comment on it, to be fair to everybody here tonight.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
If you want to verbally describe it, I mean, please proceed.
Yeah. Well, it is. I know some of the people were concerned with it being a two-story structure. It is a two-story. There are two stories in the area. I know that, if I'm not mistaken, 312 Helmsdale is a two-story structure, which is approximately, I'm going to say, 200 feet to the east of my proposed site here. Mr. Pills, actually it was Mr. Clark that did the planner's report. He cited in his report as well that there are story and a half, two structure stories consistent in the area as well, so that my structure would most likely not look out of place. Some of the other things that I know a lot of people were concerned with renters. What I can't say whether someone's going to buy the house and use it as rental properties or live in it. I mean, you can say that there's bad renters, there's bad homeowners. I don't think that that saying that there's going to be bad renters in there is reason enough to say that this shouldn't be allowed to proceed with this type of development.
So they are going to be sold?
I'm going to sell them, yes. What I my intention is to apply for a short-form subdivision after the property is constructed and sell them as individual units. Therefore, most likely to be owner-occupied. You know, I cannot tell you 100% that that is going to be the case, but that is what I see, or is what I'm hoping for, you know. And if, you know, owner-occupied, well taken care of, maintained. Some of the concerns were comparisons of duplexes in the area, such as Kimberly Avenue, Helmsdale Avenue, and Hazeldale. I believe my comparisons illustrate that there is a precedent of two-family dwellings in the area. You know, and it was just to illustrate that there are two-family dwellings in the area. I don't think that that is just for illustration. Is what it was. For parking, as far as parking goes, I believe that what I have for lot size would meet the minimum requirement for parking for two side-by-side units. If there's anything that I didn't touch on, if...
Any questions from the council?
If the buildings are facing Brasher...
Yeah.
Is there two buildings, separate buildings, or is it one story and a two-story?
No, it is two side-by-side units, each two-story. The building is attached. It's one building, two units.
Facing Brasher.
Facing Brasher Street.
And then there'll be a parking in the back.
Parking in the back, yes.
Garage or?
No garage. Or not that I will be doing.
What type of community consultation did you do for this particular application? Did you solicit feedback from the neighbors? Did you do an open house or anything?
I didn't do an open house. I went and talked to, I guess, the affected neighbors. I talked to Mr. Schmidt at 770 Brasher. He's my neighbor to the north. He's here today, and he had some concerns. He had a few trees that were encroaching on his property, and... him and I have come to an agreement about the trees, and as well as there's an existing fence there that we're going to replace in the end for him anyways. So I've consulted with him. I guess he's the one who is probably affected the most. If he has anything to say, or, you know, if he can wants to confirm what I just said. I spoke to a few other neighbors across the street, some of them which are here today. Neighbor in the back lane. I can't remember her name. But she's here today as well. And just to kind of explain, you know, this is what my intentions are. I had a site plan and elevations that I showed everybody when I went around.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah. And if they had any questions, I was there to answer them.
Okay. Any further questions?
No questions. More to administration.
You can step down then. Or do you want to ask questions with him still sitting there, or would you like to have... Are you done with the applicant?
Well,
or do you want to ask the administration questions now? While he's here?
While he's here.
Okay, if you just stay seated for a sec, Councillor Sedin's and ask administration some questions here.
But one was about the rentals, because I thought there were rental units, but they're not. So... Well, we don't know that about any house that's being bought, right?
I mean, I could build a single family.
This is going to be sold. It's not going to be rental units.
I have no intention to build them and you have them as rental units on my own. Like I had mentioned, I want to apply for the short form subdivision to divide the property into and sell them as side by side units. I feel that by doing that, you're most likely going to get an owner occupied a home as opposed to you know, a renter. I can't say that whoever buys it isn't going to have rental properties. And as far as if I put a single-family dwelling there and sell it, I can't say that someone isn't going to buy it and use it as rental properties. As far as, you know, my view on rental properties, I have others in the area there. And quite honestly, I have some fantastic renters that I go over there. They maintain the property very nicely. And, you know, I don't think by saying that being rental properties, you're pinning or you're stereotyping everybody to being not good tenants, not good people. I know there's homeowners all over the city that don't take care of their homes, don't maintain their homes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So my question to you is: the building will fit in with the area?
Yeah, we think so. We've certainly conducted our analysis. We're very supportive of infill development. In our, if I may refer to the city's new major or municipal development plan, complete communities, this area is designated as an area of stability, which I'd just like to highlight a couple of policies from that. One of which reads, support low to moderate change in low density neighborhoods through development and redevelopment that is complementary to the existing scale, character, and built form. And another policy I'd like to highlight, promote a mix of housing type and tenure, such as duplexes, low-rise apartments, secondary suites, semi-detached homes, and townhouses. Generally, the Urban Planning Division is very supportive of infill development, whether it's a duplex or whether it's a lot split or a secondary suite, as it helps maximize existing city services. One block from Henderson Highway, which has excellent transit service. It's also on a corner lot. So in many ways, this is a good place for a modest form of intensification as is being proposed.
And that's how I see it too. Like I see it as improving the area. I wish it could be all could be single family homes, but their times are changing in Winnipeg, and where the density is part of our Winnipeg, that we're trying to get more density in. And there's a story and a half buildings all over the area, so they're, I don't know how much higher this building would be than a story and a half.
Well, just a matter of height. In the R2 district, but as well as the R1 district, the maximum permitted height is 35 feet. So any of the landowners of a bungalow on Helmsdale, for example, can come in tomorrow for a permit to knock down their house and build, you know, a three-story building. So what he's proposing falls well within the limits of the zoning bylaw in terms of height.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, there's no more delegations at this point. My apologies.
I feel the... But here, so we're going to go to EPC or stand?
EPC, if you're not
changing anything. Yeah. Because I didn't hear anything out of the norm.
Yeah.
So I'd like to move it. That the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
I move.
Sorry, opposed.
That,
carried.
That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Carried.
And that the recommendations of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
Okay, I think because there are people in opposition, it actually has to go to property development. But
yeah, it does.
That's my question.
Goes to property development. Okay.
So it's going to property and development. Okay. Standing policy committee on property and development.
Okay, all those in favor?
I think the planner had something he wanted to.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, just a point to add for your consideration. You know, since there are people in opposition and there has been some, you know, discussion as to the design of the building. You do have the option of including as a condition of approval, the requirement of a zoning agreement where site plan approval would come back to this committee.
Okay.
So that is an option you can consider. can see the look to make sure it is consistent, in fact, and the level of materials is.
Yes.
Okay.
So the elevations.
So you
got that?
You want to move that? Or?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
And that the following supporting reasons be provided is that it will fit the area. That is, so we get the plans back here. Yeah.
You can do that.
So we'll make sure that it will fit with the area and it will be sold. And it's not intended to be rentals, but all houses can be rentals. So we can't stop that. And so I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Very good. All those in favor?
I'll support Councillor Steen. I know it's when you have change in a neighborhood, it's often very difficult, especially when you're used to having a house being there. It was noted, though, that the house is in deplorable condition, so this will be an improvement. What Councillor Steen did by moving an amendment based on the advice from the planner was that the proponent, the developer, has to file a what's called a site plan with this committee, and the site plan can dictate landscaping on the site as well as what we call elevations. Elevations don't mean the height of the land or anything. Elevation means the facade and exactly what the look of the building will be in terms of the frontage and the siding and what it will look like in the neighborhood. So so that's what Councillor Thomas Steen moved, and so I strongly support it. And it would you know, we've always had these applications in terms of our communities where you have density and issues of density, the reality is as long as land values in the city continue to rise, there'll be continued pressure to increase density in existing neighborhoods. The neighborhood has been single family for a long time, but the fact is we're seeing that happening everywhere where you've had older neighborhoods transitioning. And you need that transition. If you don't have that reinvestment into an older neighborhood, you can also get decline. And so it's actually a good thing that investment's occurring in an older neighborhood so you don't have that decline that is can quite often happen, especially in older areas of our city. So it's a balancing act to try to strike that. So I'll support Councillor Steen's motion.
Thank you, Councillor Tim Rudolph.
I'm sorry, Councillor. I keep getting your name wrong. I don't know why.
Yeah, I too will be supporting Councillor Steen's motion on this one. If anything, the property that's there at the moment is inconsistent with the neighborhood. The fact that it's far smaller than the immediately surrounding homes, it's in more deplorable condition, is the problem. Part of the problem, though, is to tear it down and redevelop, a consistent home, 800 or 900 square feet, might not make financial sense, unfortunately. By putting in the amendment that Councillor Steen moved there to require site plan approval, we can look at things like making sure that, the parking is appropriate, making sure that, the look and feel of it is consistent with the neighborhood. I mean, this will be a new building. It's going to look a little different, but you can make sure that, it's not, too radical or, even the location of the way things are facing and stuff, there may be some opportunities to do some minor tweaking there to make it appropriate. So I, too, will be supporting the motions by Councillor Thomas. Or Councillor Steen. All those in favor?
Call him.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
So I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?